mirror on the wall. Who's the dumbest of us all? It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And we've all been in a situation where we can't remember or don't know the answer to something really basic and simple. So in that situation, what do? Most of us just pull out our phones really quick. We'll Google it.
Yeah. Usually if it's really stupid and then you hide the Google
search. Exactly.
And you're like, I already knew that. I totally knew that.
Was Harry Potter based on a true story? Oh, yes, it was. Oh, thank you, yeah. Dark web Harry Potter facts.russia.
That's good.
There's a link, so it means it's real.
Yeah, always believe everything you read on the internet, right?
And whenever you do it, it feels kind of safe. Like, you got the answer you were looking for. You did it subtly under the table. Nobody knows that you had to look up that really stupid thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that's not totally true.
Okay.
Because Google knows how dumb you are. And now the entire world is about to find out.
Why are they telling everybody?
Well, recently, somebody looked at Google Trends and found the most embarrassing thing in each state that the U.S. Googles more than anyone else.
The United States, known for intelligence.
Oh, yes. The stupidity is palpable. So let's go over some of the funniest ones that they found. In California, the most common embarrassing search is how to quit a job you just started.
That I don't find that that is that dumb.
It just seems
crazy
in California.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm guessing it's what every actor in LA does.
Totally.
As soon as they realize that they signed onto a Netflix movie, they're like, oh no, I've got to get out of this. In Georgia, one of the top Google searches right now is, where is Africa?
I mean, one of the largest continents.
Well, you know, they're probably looking for a country is the problem.
I can get behind that one.
I mean, it's pretty bad.
Please tell me you can find the continent of Africa.
We're not talking about me. We're talking about this.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty bad. Until you look at Vermont, where the most embarrassing trending search is, where is Canada?
What?
Okay.
Vermont.
I mean, maybe we would give it to Florida or Hawaii or something.
But you're Vermont,
almost attached.
Their entire northern border touches Canada.
Yes.
Oh, see, even I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
We are attached. Correction.
Oh God. Not looking good in the U.S. right now.
Wow. Okay.
And then in Illinois, there's been a big uptick in people searching, what do we breathe out?
Good question.
It's obviously not air.
Well, it's bad breath is what it is.
And then in Iowa, the top weird Google search is how to tell if I got fired.
What?
Wait, what state was that?
Iowa. We don't know in Iowa if we've been fired or not.
Is that Midwest nice is what happens?
Yeah.
You know, did they fire me? I don't know. They complimented me so much, I didn't know what happened.
If you're just tuning in, Google Trends and found the most embarrassing thing each state in the U.S. Googles more than anybody else. And in Kentucky, one of the biggest trending searches lately has been how to become a vampire.
You have to know a vampire to become a vampire. We all know that, right?
Oh, the last thing we need is people like trying to get some bats and get bit by bats again.
Oh, no.
Is that how the first vampire came around, is being bit by a bat?
No,
I don't think so. COVID.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, no, vampires and bats, they run in the same social circles.
I think they're friends.
Yeah. But I don't, is that what, does one cause the other? I thought you had to be bit by a vampire to become a vampire. But
like
who was
Twilight,
the first vampire?
Oh, I thought you were bit by a bat to become a vampire.
But no, no. A bat has to be a vampire. They shape-shift.
Oh, wow. Actually, you know what, Kentucky? Very relevant search right now. Don't shame you for that.
Let's take this over to Bing or Yahoo.
There we go.
Let's spend some second opinions on
this. In Louisiana, they're looking up, why do I sweat so much?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're in Louisiana. No,
you live in Louisiana. Mystery solved. And over in Michigan, this one's kind of sad. In Michigan, one of the top trending Google searches is, what am I good at?
What does a Google search come back with?
Results found. In Mississippi, where geniuses are born, they have a question that they're very uncertain about right now. Is the earth round?
Not the flat earth people.
Yeah, Mississippi, the debate's still raging over there.
Oh, man.
Then in New Hampshire, thousands of people have been looking up, what does Hampshire mean?
Oh, I guess Hampshire.
Yeah, so I am from the Hampshire. It's probably just an English term, yeah, right?
It's like every other city on the East Coast that's just named after another city in Europe. Yeah. There's a lot of states lately who've been Googling random stuff. I'm going to go through these ones quickly. New York keeps Googling velour tracksuits.
Good on you.
Nebraska's Googling smelly feet.
Okay, let's go back to the velour tracksuits.
I don't know if they're Googling it because they're having a problem with it or because, like, they enjoy it.
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit of both.
Probably.
As long as they're not, like, clicking the images and trying to smell them through the computer.
It's very possible.
I think it's okay.
Pennsylvania, a lot of Google searches for Nickelback concert.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Stop. Pennsylvania, what are you doing? South Dakota keeps looking up Dr. Phil.
Okay.
Nevada's Googling Guy Fieri. And New Mexico searching for Justin Bieber nudes.
Ah.
Dang.
For some reason, is such a turnoff to me.
Why? Because it's New Mexico or Justin Bieber?
Both.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm kidding. I love New Mexico.
And finally, the good old mountaineer state, West Virginia, has seen a huge increase in searches for why is my poop green?
What's going on in West Virginia?
I don't know, but I'm going to take a trip there.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. Text into 78592 based on the trending Google searches. Who's the most dumberest state in the U.S.? Text those in. Your free money phone tap is coming up right after this.